every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Monday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. The new year is upon us, and I actually think Friday we may do the annual Wrestling Observer Live Prediction Show. Got to do it here at some point. So we got a lot to talk about from the weekend, however. The AEW World's End pay-per-view. We have a new AEW World Heavyweight Champion. We'll tell you all about that show. Lots of things. Well, we had a lot of really good matches on the show. But I can't say there were a lot of big angles on the show. There actually were no angles, no returns, no turns, but a big title change at the end of the show. And a new Continental Champion. So we'll tell you about all of that. Raw is coming up here tonight. Raw is live again. And after a lot of taped shows over the last couple of weeks, about 11,000 tickets out for this show. A lot of people excited for Raw tonight. Lisa will be attending. We'll tell you about that. NXT tomorrow. New Year Smash Dynamite on Wednesday. And a bunch of news, including lots of controversy. I don't think it's really a controversy. I guess it is with, like, one fella on Twitter that was addressed. But anyway, there was a spot on the AEW pay-per-view where Kyle Fletcher took, like, a sleeper suplex and landed right on his head. And William Regal commented on it. And once he did, a bunch of other wrestlers started commenting as well. So we're going to spend a lot of time talking about that here today because I got other things I got to add to that. But we'll talk about that. Nick Gage is apparently doing a lot better. Got an update on Chris Jericho, CM Punk, and plenty more. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Lowe's closeout event is here with the final savings of the season. Grab amazing deals on seasonal decor, tools, flooring, and more before they're gone. Plus, MyLowe's Rewards and MyLowe's Pro Rewards members get free standard shipping. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 1-7. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Free shipping excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Subject to change. Visit Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? back. If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code ROYAL25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code ROYAL25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code ROYAL25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. We got a lot to talk about, including the World's End pay-per-view. MJF is a new AEW champion. Jon Moxley won the Continental Classic. Those are the two big stories coming out of the pay-per-view. But another thing we got to talk about relates to the pay-per-view, which is during the Jon Moxley match with Kyle Fletcher, they did a spot, and they were up on the top rope, and they were fighting everything like that. And Kyle is facing away from the ring, and Moxley puts him, like, in a sleeper or some sort of hold. The hold is irrelevant. But the point is he gave him a big German off the top, and I think the idea was that Kyle Fletcher was going to flip all the way over and, like, land on his stomach. Because we've seen this spot before with, like, the half Nelson German off the top and the regular German off the top. And, you know, there's a lot of spots off the top. And sometimes, you know, people will land on their back-ish. But usually they'll just try to flip all the way over, land on their stomach. Everybody goes crazy. But that's a safe way to do it. Well, I don't know if he tried and didn't make it or if he's just out of his mind, but Fletcher just, he went up and he came right down on his head. And it was a brutal landing. You know, it wasn't quite straight up and down like a tombstone, but I mean, his head did hit the mat before anything else, hard. And it looked brutal. And I thought, oh man, this guy's dead. And the referee thought, oh man, this guy's dead. And the announcer thought, oh my God, this guy's dead. Everyone goes over to check on the guy. And he just lays there for a while. But then, like, you know, 30 seconds later, he's up and he's doing spots and he's running wild. And, you know, after the show, Lance's favorite phrase, he seemed fine. Meaning, you know, he
doesn't need immediate medical attention.
He's not dead. He's not paralyzed. He doesn't immediately need to go to the hospital. You know, he was fine. That's what everyone said. He's fine. So that was what happened. The match continued, blah, blah, blah. So the next day, William Regal, he went on social media, and he says, I stay off here, but I was alerted to something today that has alarmed me. I don't read any comments, so don't waste your time trying to argue or justify your very wrong opinions on this, he said. I broke my neck twice. September of 1993 in the ring, and then a car wreck in 1997, and stupidly never told anyone. And I was taught properly how to bridge and not land on the top of my head. It's a skill that maybe 99.9% of people don't know or will ever learn anymore. I kept going somehow. Is he all right over there?
Yeah, Max is.
The show started, and so he's got to.
Exactly.
Okay. I kept going somehow, but knew all the tricks that, again, people don't learn now and watch film and just copy. He rejected the idea that landing on your neck doesn't hurt, noting that taking these types of bumps now are not worth it later in life. He said the death of Misawa, who died during a match back in 2009 after suffering a neck injury that was caused by years of wear and tear, said after Misawa-san passed from his neck problems, I thought it would stop this nonsense, but it's actually gotten worse. And whenever I talk to people about them doing it, it's, well, it doesn't hurt. Believe me, it will. I have people close to me now, Brian Danielson being one, who is suffering daily, like myself, from his neck. It's a daily misery. Sleep and every other aspect of your life is more than hard. Although people use the term tough about me, you'll never hear me say that, as I'm not and don't think I am or ever have been. Money and whatever nonsense fame is supposed to be is not worth the pain or supposed two-evening glory you get from these ridiculous moves dropping yourself on your head. The vast majority of fans don't know the difference between a vertical suplex and a brainbuster, and that's a far tamer move than many of them that I see now. I'm 57 and become less relevant every day, but fame has never been my thing, so most of you doing this stupid stuff are not going to listen to me, but hopefully a few do. Stop it now if you want a decent quality of life after wrestling, because that part of your life will be over before you know it, and wrestling done right is hard enough. But broken necks or death are not something you should think is tough or cool. It's idiotic thinking. And clearly that was in reference to the Kyle Fletcher bump. And this resulted in comments from a few people. Ivar, who I'm trying to remember how he injured his neck. But it was one of those things where he didn't get dropped on his head. It was a deal where I think he did a tope, actually. But he just had wear and tear, wear and tear, wear and tear. And then, you know, one thing that shouldn't have been a neck injury ends up breaking his neck. And he said it was life-altering. There was a before and an after. I wish I could remember the before. And this is after, by the way, he's got neck surgery. He says, I do have permanent nerve damage and nerve pain in my hands. That's never going to go away. That's something I live with. As far as everything else, I got most of my mobility back in my neck. So even getting neck surgery and, like, repairing his neck, he still has lifetime nerve damage in his hands. Piper Niven, she wrote, the line between I feel fine and I just want to feel okay again is horrifically thin. You have zero idea how close you are to teetering on the edge of it. Please take heed, my darlings. So for those of you that don't know, and I don't even know what the spot was where she hurt her neck, but she has been out since August, and she may not come back. I mean, there's been a lot of talk that this one's a career ender. It is her neck, and it's the same deal, you know? It was wear and tear and took a bump, and that was it. We could talk about Will Ospreay, you know? There was, you know, Will Ospreay in probably 2018, 2019, he was landing on his head, like, all the time. And one day, Dave and I were talking about some match. I actually think it was him and Ibushi, where, like, they were both trying to see who could land on their head worse in one match. And we were talking about the match, and, you know, the comment was made that this guy's got to be careful or he's going to end up like the Dynamite Kid. He's going to be in a wheelchair. And apparently Will Ospreay heard this, and, like, he got really upset about it. And he actually went to a New Japan press conference and played the audio of us talking about how he was going to end up like the Dynamite Kid. And, you know, he eventually did start toning it down. You know, less bumps on the head, less bumps, you know, less crazy. You know, he still worked really hard.
Didn't Jericho also pull him aside and basically say the same thing?
He probably did. But, I mean, well, I can tell you this. Like, with Kyle Fletcher, I mean, there are multiple people, probably daily, in AEW telling him, you don't need to do this. Will you stop doing it? But the word that I got was, this guy just loves doing it. He's just going to do it. He's a young guy, and like everybody else, he's not going to listen. And anyway, the point of the Ospreay thing is that guy did tone down. Like, he's still fantastic. But if you watch his matches, they're so much safer now. And he's out. Neck surgery. Because it was the wear and tear from 6 years ago, and it caught up to him. Look at Kenny Omega. You know, how many surgeries did that guy have over the past year? And he's still pretty great, but he doesn't necessarily think he is. So, you know, it will catch up to Kyle Fletcher. I would hope that it doesn't anytime soon, but it will someday. It's inevitable. And it's the cycle of life. Older people with bad necks telling young people to stop landing on their heads. The young people don't listen. Eventually, they need neck surgery. Then they're telling the next group of young guys, quit landing on your head. You're going to need neck surgery. And it just goes on in circles.
And the number of people with neck surgeries seems to be going up. And the vast majority of them are not from a Big E moment where it's like, okay, that's the one that did it. The Steve Austin, oh my God, that's the one that did it. Most of them are, I'm fine, but damage was done. I'm fine, but damage was done. And then eventually the damage is so bad that you're having numbness in your hands, you're going for surgery, your career is over. And there is a toll that has to be paid. And again, William Regal was not exactly a daredevil bump taker, and his neck was atrocious. And again, he had a car accident, but regardless of that, his neck was a complete, I guess, is a complete disaster.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance and I both got stories, so I'll go first. This actually, it applies to Lance, and also because I heard it from Brian Danielson, and Lance also, it was his theory, which is, you know, people were asked, like, yeah, do you have like an off day when you work out or whatever? And Danielson and Lance, and this was the same with Lance with his eating, it was with cheat days. It was like, you never schedule a day off or you never schedule a cheat day, because a day off and a cheat day is just going to happen. So basically you try to eat good every single day, and then, you know, you're going to be traveling or whatever, and, well, I'm stuck having a cheat day here today. Whereas if you schedule the cheat day, you have the cheat day, and then you also have the unscheduled cheat day, which is invariably going to come up, correct?
That was my theory, yes, both with the gym and my diet.
Well, this I bring this up because when I wrestled, I never landed on my head. I never took head bumps. I never got spiked, nothing like that. Never. And I didn't even take good bumps, as you're well aware. I did the Ric Flair rolling bump all the time, which I think actually, I think that might be the way to go, Lance, that Ric Flair rolling bump, because both of us held up all right. But anyway, the point is, you know, one day, like, my neck was really bothering me, and it started bothering me for, like, you know, a couple months. I couldn't even turn my head. And so I went to the chiropractor, and it gives me the old cracking, and it's still bugging me. And so, long story short, it ended up being I had a giant knot that once I had the masseuse over, like, the course of weeks get this knot out, my neck was fine. There wasn't anything wrong
therapist.
With yeah, there wasn't anything wrong with my, what did I say?
Masseuse.
It's the same thing.
No, it is not.
What's a masseuse?
A masseuse is someone you'll get in a hotel that may have a happy ending with it.
What?
A massage therapist is a person with a degree that actually knows what they're doing.
A person with a degree can't be called a masseuse?
Trust me, I have a very good friend who's a massage therapist. They're very different.
How about that? Well, anyway, I didn't get that kind of massage. They actually got the knot out of my neck. But anyway, the point of this is, when I was with the chiropractor, you know, after it wasn't helping my neck to get cracked, this guy, he goes, let's do an x-ray. And I said, okay. So guy x-rays my neck, and he goes, yeah, you know, there's nothing really wrong with your neck, but you do have neck degeneration. I was like,
that's not good.
That sounds bad. I was like, neck degeneration? And, like, I start sweating a little bit because that sounds, like, really bad. And the guy goes, well, the reality is everyone at your age has some degree of neck degeneration. And it just is something that happens with life. So anyway, the point of this is, if you think that your neck is just going to somehow magically be fine, if you never wrestle, your neck at some point is going to start degenerating, okay? So the point is, like with cheat days and like with, you know, your workout, you don't need to seek neck degeneration, okay? Your neck is going to degenerate on its own without being dropped on your head. If you get dropped on your head, in addition to your invariable neck degeneration, you're really in trouble. So you got to protect your neck and you got to protect your head. You got to pretty much protect everything. But your neck and your head are the two that, you know, like Ivar said, I mean, yeah, they fixed his neck, but he's got permanent, you know, nerve damage, and his hands are going to be affected for the rest of his life, and that's probably going to get worse. So it's not something that you want to mess with. Now, what happened to you?
Well, I was just going to say, I was very fortunate because everyone, when they're young, thinks they're invincible, big difference. And I was lucky. It was in 91, you know, I'm like 10 matches in. And I took a bad bump, spilled out of the ring with the guy I was wrestling with, and landed very hard on the cement floor. And I woke up the following morning and couldn't walk. And I'm laying in bed in a crappy hotel in Okotoks, Alberta, laying there going, I think I shattered my hip. My career might be over. And I'm like 8-10 matches in because I couldn't walk for days. And thankfully, it ended up being a hip pointer, really bad bone bruise, and after about 3 days started to loosen up and I could walk again. But it really made me aware that I'm not invincible, and one bad bump could end my career, and that was not something I wanted to have happen. So I became far more careful with what I did, knowing that you're one bad bump away. And I think those who have that scare early get smarter quicker than those who do a lot of those bumps and, again, are quote unquote fine, and they get that damage until it's too late. And we all need to be careful. Doesn't mean you can't take risks, but you need to be smart and really cautious about some of the risks we take, because it's going to be a lot of people. I never had a serious neck injury. I have neck pain and discomfort most days.
You know, I was, I don't know, I don't think Vinny's ever got his neck checked out, but he didn't ever get dropped on his head either. But, you know, it was not that long ago that I realized, you know, you can't ever turn your head, because he always goes like this. Yep. Like, you go, hey, Vinny, and he goes to look at you. He doesn't turn his actual head. And one day I was just like, why can't you turn your head? He goes, I don't know. I can't turn it anymore. I was like, whoa, that guy never did anything crazy, and he can't turn his head. So yeah,
my backup camera is my best friend, because I can't turn my neck enough to look out the back window of my vehicle. So those backup cameras really help, because my neck has limitations, and I never had a serious neck injury and never had, thankfully, never required a surgery.
I don't want to make light of this, but Dave did do a... He did a deal in the Observer this week, a study.
Oh, geez.
Where he discovered that there are more injuries in AEW. I was like, I'm not sure we need a study for that. I think you can just watch the shows and watch how the shows are booked, and that'll pretty much answer your question. So it's kind of weird the way he did it. He goes, normally around 12% of the AEW and WWE rosters are injured at any given time. But he says the most recent stats show AEW's injuries happening at a higher frequency. So he said that it's usually 12% each, but now WWE's injury percentage is 8.6%, and AEW's at 14.4%. And the issue that I have with this is he's got a list of injuries. And so he says, notable WWE wrestlers currently out of action, Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens, Bianca, Zoe, Apollo Crews. So actually, Apollo Crews is back, so he shouldn't be on the list. Elton Prince, Piper Niven, Adriana Rizzo, and others. Chad Gable should be back soon. And then for AEW, he had Ospreay, Buddy Matthews, Wardlow, Thunder Rose, who actually is clear, so she shouldn't be on the list. Adam Cole, Brian Cage, Jay White, Dustin Rhodes, Nick Wayne, Hologram, Kota Ibushi, Roosh, Dralistico, and more. And the thing with this is his list of injuries is like, you know, this guy tore their ACL, or, you know, they had neck surgery or whatever. But I don't think it's counting, like, this guy can't wrestle because he just had a serious concussion. Or, for example, like, Darby technically should have been on this list when the list was made, but he's not listed. And, you know, there's a lot of head injuries, more in AEW than WWE. And I think it's something that should be taken into account, because getting hurt is more than just you have some injury that requires surgery or you're going to be out of action for some time. Well, but wrestling is style where you got a concussion here, a concussion there. Like, that's also a big problem, maybe a bigger problem.
Well, that's it. All injuries are not created equal. Like Buddy Matthews, he rolled his ankle doing something that should not have injured him. You can't say that's his style or him being stupid. It was an incredible, unfortunate rolling of an ankle. And I think Bianca's out with a finger or a thumb injury. I don't think that was from taking too many chances. There are those, you know, hey, Pac did a baseball slide and snapped his ankle. It's like those aren't the preventable injuries. And I think that also goes to our analogy earlier on. There's a lot of injuries that are going to happen that you can't prevent or predict and try to be safe to avoid. So those with the high risk, the concussions, the neck injuries and stuff, we really need to take into account. And that's one thing. I'm always talking with Chris Nowinski about concussions, and I send him a lot of clips, and it's like, I will see clips of new moves designed by largely green people in a lot of cases, and I'm like, the head velocity on this is so fast, this move's going to concuss people like crazy. And it's like, the chances of a concussion with this move, really high. Why are we inventing different ways? And I don't even remember who it was. I texted you about it.
It was Bandito on the Ring of Honor show.
The powerbomb out of the Styles Clash position. I'm like, do we need to create a move out of the Styles Clash where you actually do have to tuck? When 100% of the time you're not supposed to tuck, some people forget and can break their neck.
And have broken their neck.
And now we're creating a time where it's like, oh, which move am I taking from this position? Do I Superman or do I tuck? And it concerns me.
It is very concerning. All right, we should talk a little bit about Liv Morgan, by the way, back in action. She got a win at the house show, which might have been, I don't know this for sure, but she was supposed to be the heel, but like the crowd just went completely nuts for her, and they were not cheering Lyra. They were there to see Liv. And so halfway through the match, they switched it up, and so Liv played babyface and then got the win. So they might have switched the finish.
Good for them.
But yeah, they were super into her. And we'll have an update on Adam Cole after the break, and then talk about the AEW pay-per-view. And another must-see match this weekend. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. So on the pre-show for the AEW pay-per-view, Adam Cole, he was on the pre-show, and he thanked everybody at the end and said, hopefully you'll be seeing a lot more of me in 2026. And that got a lot of people thinking that he's going to be back in action soon. And I will not say it's impossible, but I certainly was given the impression that he's not going to be wrestling anytime soon. And he may never wrestle again. I mean, even Tony Khan, who's like the most positive guy in the world, he said it would have to be the right situation for Adam Cole to ever wrestle again. So he's still, I mean, hey guys, did I mention you have to take care of your head? So I presume he's going to be back doing commentary and hosting and that sort of thing. I don't know exactly what it's going to be. I do hope to see a lot more of him in 2026, but I don't think it's going to be in the ring. So the AEW pay-per-view was very good. I would not say it was one of the best pay-per-views of the year. It had its highs. It had one of the best matches of the year. As much as I hated that sleeper suplex, I gave Moxley and Kyle Fletcher like 5 stars. I mean, this match was so unbelievably great. And Jon Moxley was just like incredible in this match. And Kyle Fletcher, you know, he's a complete maniac, but he's incredible as well. And Moxley ended up choking this guy out. And I don't know about this Moxley sometimes, man. He choked this guy, and this guy turned purple and went out, and the referee stopped it. So if I find out someday that he actually choked him out, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised. I mean, this guy was purple in this finish.
Well, it's possible that Kyle held his breath. I used to do that in chokes and like just if a heel was choke me on the ropes, I would legitimately hold my breath and try to turn purple.
It's possible. I've never seen him turn this purple ever. I mean,
he was doing his Brock Lesnar impression.
I guess, man. But so this came off the first match, which was Takeshita and Okada, and they had a really good match. Although it was one of those matches where you see those matches every now and then where it's like, this is not their main match. They're going to be doing another one. And they're saving their best match for later. Okada was probably 7 out of 10. You know, Takeshita's always tries 10 out of 10. But Okada, he was working a little harder than usual, but he wasn't out there to have an all-star match.
He also had another match coming.
Well, that and also the finish was so awful. He probably was like, why bother? This finish was so atrocious. Okada goes to the corner, and he gets a screwdriver out of the turnbuckle pad. And he ends up going to stab Takeshita, but Takeshita avoids it, and so he almost stabs the referee, who covers his eyes and then turns his back. And then Okada jabs Takeshita, and he pins him. And I'm like, how in the name of God am I supposed to believe the referee didn't see this? That's the first problem. This finish was so badly executed.
If he covered his eyes, he saw an attempted stab.
Exactly. It was so horrible. Like, there were two things about it that sucked. The first was the execution was appalling. It was absolutely atrocious, okay? That's number one. That's actually probably the bigger issue. But the other issue is, like, the whole idea of the Continental Classic is the sanctity of professional wrestling. Tony Khan has ruled if anybody interferes in any match ever, they will be fired from AEW. Not suspended, not fined, the person won't be disqualified, the interfering person will be fired! Fired from AEW. So fans go into this expecting, we're going to have straight wrestling and clean finishes up and down this thing. And, you know, maybe if a guy thumbed an eye or a low blow or whatever to be a heel, that's one thing. But a freaking screwdriver, like, it was just so bad. Like, everything about it was horrible. So anyway, this finish sucked. And then we had the Moxley-Fletcher match, which was, like, out of this world.
And I hear Fletcher didn't give up.
He didn't give up. He's no John Cena. But he went to get the screwdriver, and he couldn't find it. So the story is that Don planted the screwdriver, which, by the way, if this were real, they should fire Don, because that's like interfering when you put a screwdriver in the turnbuckle for someone to use, right?
But also, wasn't Don watching when Okada took it? Like, shouldn't he have told Fletcher about that?
Well, you know, it was one match right after another. They claimed that Fletcher was warming up and wasn't paying attention to the match. So then Fletcher, who was supposed to get the screwdriver, couldn't find it, and that led to his demise. So there's a story there. And hey, this story would be great in any other match or on any other show, not in the Continental Classic. You just destroyed the sanctity of your tournament with that stupid finish. We had FTR and Bang Bang Gang for the tag titles in a Chicago street fight. It was fine, but the funny thing is it only went 17 minutes, but it felt like it went 27. And like by the end, the crowd was just dead. Like they'd seen it all. And they're kicking out of one finisher after another. And finally, FTR got the win. It just went too long. Babes of Wrath versus Mercedes and Athena. Willow pinned Mercedes. Athena and Mercedes accidentally hit each other during the match. Willow ends up getting the pin over Mercedes. She'll be getting a championship match coming up this week. We had Darby Allin versus Gabe Kidd, which is funny. Nobody is talking about this match. The way they're talking about Kyle Fletcher landing on his head, I was way more concerned watching this match.
Well, Regal didn't mention a specific match, did he?
Well, no, but Darby didn't land on his head in this match. Oh, he just got his head hit over and over again. It was like these guys hit each other so freaking hard, and Darby is just like taking these crazy bumps, and it's like he's trying to get another concussion. This is his first match back since a severe concussion. And prior to this match, the first angle back was him getting thrown down a flight of metal stairs. So, I don't know, man. I mean, if I had a... Remember we were doing Christmas wishes on this show with Tom? My Christmas wish, my New Year's wish, is that Tony Khan will learn to just say no. Just say no. It's okay to say no. If someone has a stupid idea, you say no. If someone is coming off a severe concussion and their idea for their first angle back is to be thrown down a set of metal stairs, you say no. Just say no. Let's protect the wrestlers. Protecting their health and their future is more important than protecting your friendship with them or their ego. Just say no. We had Death Riders versus Tony Storm and the Conglomeration. Mixed Nuts Mayhem. It was a mixed tag. This match was awesome. I mean, it wasn't like awesome in terms of like the wrestling, but in terms of entertainment, it was awesome. The crowd was just eating it up. They love to see women beating up men, especially if the woman is the man's wife. Marina getting her hands on Roddy.
Or her foot.
Oh my God. Yeah, she kicked that guy right in the face. Probably the biggest pop of the match. So Mark hit the J-Driller on Wheeler, pinned him. Very fun match. Statlander and Jamie Hayter. Man, I knew this was going to happen. The build for this match was not very good at all. And Statlander's promos weren't all that good. And they're both baby faces. And the fans like both of them. And because they like both of them, I don't think they cared who won. Because they'd be happy with either of them as champion.
That doesn't help.
You ended up with a match where the crowd is just, like, they're trying, but they're just dead. And then we got a Green Bay sucks chant, which is never a good sign. And these two at the end decided, you know what? We're getting this crowd if we have to kill each other doing it. And so this was another one. Maybe this is what Regal saw. Key crusher off the top by Statlander to Jamie Hayter. Frickin' killed her. And then didn't even cover her. Because the next spot was supposed to be a lariat. And it's like, Sometimes you got to improvise, dude. Cover her. You almost killed her. At least make a cover. But Jamie ended up getting hit with Saturday Night Fever. Statlander won. I mean, it was good wrestling, but the crowd was dead. Okada and Moxie in the finals was one of those matches where you just saw this match with Okada and Fletcher, which was like a total banger. Five-star match.
Moxley and
Fletcher. Moxley. What did I say?
Okada.
Okada. This is Okada and Moxley. We saw Fletcher and Moxley in the banger. This one here was more, we have a story to tell. The story is that Moxley's foot is hurt, and he also chipped his tooth in the Fletcher match.
Legit.
I mean, it was the weirdest. This was a classic example. I mean, they're setting up the steps, and he like just like lost his balance, and he fell, ching, and hit his tooth right on the metal steps, and just like it split right in half. I mean, it's brutal.
He broke a good chunk. Chip doesn't seem to be do it justice.
No, he cut his tooth in half.
He broke his tooth, yeah.
It was brutal. So he's out here, and he's like all beat up, and he's bloody, and he's limping. And Okada, you know, he's fresh as a daisy because he didn't try very hard in that first match. And that's the story they told. And it wasn't like, you know, up, down, crazy, wild, head dropping, whatever. It was a story. And the story was, yes, Lance, unlike John Cena, John Moxley. You guys noticed something, by the way? Ever since John Cena quit, John Moxley won't quit. And he had a string of submitting over and over again. That man will not quit after what he saw. And he refuses to give up here. And he finally, the finish is just like, Okada goes for the Rainmaker. Moxley hits a Rainmaker of his own, hits a paradigm shift, hits a stomp, and hits a Death Rider and gets the pin. I mean, just beat the guy. He beat this guy. And the place goes nuts for Moxley. And then he cuts his baby face. I mean, it's 100% baby face promo about how this is the guy, by the way, that when he won the AEW title, he put in a briefcase for 8 months. Now, this belt is for everyone in this tournament. Everybody who, I can't say what he said, but risked their life. All this belt is for you fans that paid your hard-earned money for this show. We in this tournament gave you everything we had. We're the hardest working wrestlers in the world. Everybody in this company who shows up gives everything they got. No other organization in wrestling like AEW. We are the elite of the elite. And the fans are going wild for this guy's rah-rah speech. And I do think that the Death Riders are turning on him at some point. But I do think it's going to be babyface Death Riders versus the Don Callis family in the near term, which it should be, because that would be an awesome feud. And that'd be a great first half of, you know, they could do this all the way through All In and then have the big Death Riders turn it all in or something like that. So that was great. Then we had Samoa Joe, MJF, Hangman Page, and Swerve for the AEW World title. And MJF got the win clean. They had a spot at the end where Hangman hit Joe with two buckshot lariats. He wouldn't go down. He goes for a third, but MJF shoves Joe out of the way and hits a low blow on Hangman. And then he gives Joe the heat seeker, pins him, and wins the title. MJF is the new AEW World Heavyweight Champion. And he will make an appearance on Wednesday's show. And we'll see what's next for him besides Bandido, which likely will also be for the ring, which MJF wore to the ring, but which they have virtually made no mention of. I think they made one mention during one entrance once.
Did they have a new ring for Bandido at least?
There's two rings.
But if that's the case, why doesn't MJF have like five of them?
Maybe he does. They only fit one finger. Hey, there's another match that you need to watch this weekend, everybody, which I thought was better than anything on the AEW show except for Moxley and Fletcher. I'll tell you after the break, Observer Live.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. I hadn't watched SmackDown when I did the show with Dave on Saturday. And he goes, hey, you know, aside from that Ilya Carmella, not really much of a show in the Drew stuff at the end. Kind of blew the whole show off. That show was really good. And, guys, I got to tell you, that Ilya Dragunov-Carmelo-Hayes match, I mean, I worry about Ilya as well. He's also coming back from an injury. But, I mean, he's just more, you know, hit people really hard in safe places as opposed to, like, actually hurting people or himself. But, I mean, this Ilya Dragunov-Carmelo-Hayes match, oh, my God. This may have been the best SmackDown match of the entire year. Is one of the best WWE matches of the entire year. I mean, it was incredible. And the fans at the end, I mean, you know, sometimes they get those fan reaction shots and you're like, oh my God, another fan reaction shot or whatever. I was so happy they got these fan reaction shots. These fans, they always have that old saying, you know, these fans are living and dying with the match. It's like a cliche. Dude, these fans were like, they were living and dying with these near falls at the end. I mean, they are going nuts. And Carmelo Hayes finally, you know, he hits a big move and he goes up for, and these people are just, they're going wild. Oh my God. And he hits the move and he wins. Giant standing ovation. This place is going wild for this match. So if you have not seen Carmelo Hayes and Ilya Dragunov, that is a match to go out of your way to see because it was awesome. An incredible match. And actually, it was, I guess, the last great match. I guess there could be one tonight. But there will not be one tonight as good as this match. It's just not happening. So the last great WWE match of 2025 on SmackDown this past Friday night. So check it out. And that's it, Lance. We'll have you on, I guess, tomorrow as well, right?
Yes, sir.
That's the plan, everybody. And probably prediction show Friday. So get your predictions ready. And that's it. We're going to wrap it up. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.